Proclamation number 6409 of 23rd of November, 1955. God's help for a change of will. No human heart remains hidden from me. All impulses lie open before me. All desires and cravings, be they of a spiritual or worldly nature. I know about all faults and also about all virtues. I know about every individual person's distance to me. I know about his direction of will, about his degree of love, and even the most secret thoughts are not hidden from me. And therefore I use such means with every person which promise success. Yet the freedom of will remains untouched, which is why those means can just as well remain unsuccessful. Yet each person is considered according to his spiritual state, which alone is obvious to me. For I am not deceived by words spoken by the mouth or by external gestures of piety, because I look into the heart. And thus I also know what ails humanity and why it can be helped so little. It does not seek contact with him who sees and knows everything. It believes that man is as foreign to me as I'm to man. It does not believe in the close connection between the Creator and his creatures. It does not seek him to whom it owes life. And it cannot be forced into a change of thinking, for the only medicine for its illness would be my word, and this it must listen to and live out in free will in order to change its degree of realization, thus to learn to think right. Although I know the human being's every innermost heartfelt emotion, I respect free will and can only ever consider the human being in accordance with it. This human free will binds my power because I do not violate my law of order, no matter how great the spiritual adversity may be. Yet everything happens which could change this free will, which is why the human being is sometimes approached by unusual events which can bring this about. And where only the slightest change of will is recognizable, my love always finds new means which are truly used wisely because I want to win the human being for myself. And thus my everlasting concern applies to you humans until the lost hour on this earth. I do not turn away from the one who does not desire communion with me. I nevertheless accompany him on his earthly path, only unrecognized by him but always imperceptibly influencing him without determining his thoughts and conduct on this earth. And I also occasionally succeed in addressing him and finding his attention, precisely because I see every stirring of his heart and can then also take advantage of it when it seems favorable to me. Thus I look after every individual person's life, and no one goes there without spiritual guidance. Yet many have not taken a step forward until the hour of death, and therefore I call them away if only the slightest possibility still exists that the will in the beyond will still change, if loving intercession follows them into the kingdom. I make use of all conceivable possibilities in order to help this soul to ascend, and I pass by no person without assisting him. But neither do I force a person to accept my assistance. Yet only what he uses of his own free will bring him forward. And thus commandments can still be issued by people, they will not result in any spiritual advantage for him. Because a compulsory fulfillment of even the noblest commandment is worthless for the soul. Yet the smallest voluntary act of love signifies progress, and because I recognize this great spiritual hardship, I constantly endeavor to convey my word to people, which alone can change their thinking and will if they willingly listen to it and live accordingly. Amen.